John Hansen from the Block Club Chicago podcast, among other programs, joins us now. And John, as you know, Chicago is bracing for a surge in immigration raids. What's the mayor saying about this?
Well, the mayor is saying he wants the entire city to resist in this moment. He says it's a war on culture, a war on democracy, a war on humanity, and he's counting on all Chicagoans to resist in this moment. And he says, quote, whatever particular vulnerable group is being targeted today, another group will be next. All this, of course, in a major ramp up after a real lull in Chicago operations. The first 10 days of the Trump administration, we saw a lot of highly publicized roundups or deportations, kind of a lull, even though the national conversation continued. And then last week at the South Loop on June 4th, things started getting a little more heated as we saw 10 people deported from a workplace. And it's kind of grown since then, right? We had the protests on Tuesday night. Now word that federal agents will be coming to the city in the next 48 hours, according to the chief of staff for the mayor. And we have the No Kings rally scheduled for Saturday at Daley Plaza from noon until 2. So there's just a lot of moving pieces with this story. I know you're covering there at us at WGN as well, and we'll keep people posted on what's going on.
Hopefully, everybody will remain calm and carry on peacefully. This is an idea that I really like, because when I am on my bicycle or running, I always need to have a destination, and usually the destination is like Dairy Queen, some reward. And this Lincoln Square resident has the same idea. I think hiking, and then the hike ends at a brewery, doesn't it?
Yeah, this is a story designed perfectly for you, Bob Sirota, and an opportunity for you to really enjoy yourself. So what this is called, it's called Trail to Tap Room. And it's a tour company that essentially takes a group of Chicagoans. They meet in the city, have breakfast. They get into a 1992 van that is a right-side driving van. It was made in Japan, which I love. It's decked with cassette tapes because that's all it can play. So a real cool retro vibe. And they drive somewhere in nature, do some hiking at a park or a place. And like this week, then they're going to Southwest Michigan. And then they end at the local brewery. They do all the transportation for you, so you can hike and then drink, and you don't have to worry about driving, and then they drive you back home, back to Chicago. And they're trying to partner with more local places too, so they're not always big hikes, but I love this idea. What a fun day.
Yeah, let me know if they do one that ends at a hot dog stand, okay?
I'm sure they can make a Bob Sirota version of this, right, if you lead this tour.
Yeah, that would be the end place that you'd
I just want to know which cassette you want to put in the van, Bob, really.
I'll borrow some from Landon. What's the fate of this beloved church in Pilsen?
Yeah, no one quite knows. Just to recap for people, I think a lot of people have maybe seen pictures of St. Adalbert's Church, originally built by Polish immigrants in 1914, a Catholic church. As Pilsen changed to more of a Mexican neighborhood, it became a real place for a lot of Mexican Americans to worship, and really a blend of Polish and Mexican Americans. People really were really devoted to this Catholic church, this old building. Years and years of dilapidated situations left it, essentially in 2019, unable to have parishioners. So there's been a lot of ideas on how we're going to redevelop this church, right? What's it going to be? There's been proposal after proposal over the last 5 or 6 years. They're trying to landmark it too, which of course adds complications to what you can put in there and what you can't. But basically, the latest development is a non-denominational church. They want to buy the church, and the Archdiocese supports this, and they want to host religious services, build a community center. So kind of all the workings of what church is, but it's non-denominational. So a lot of the parishioners and the preservationists, they say, well, hold on. This has been a Catholic church for well over 100 years. We'd like to see this be a place that still is for Catholic worship. So they had a meeting about it the other night, and it's a contentious issue, right? It's the People's Church is what it's called. Right now they do services at Roberto Clemente High School, and they also have a parishioners in Toronto as well. They're a growing church. They want to build this building. They also are okay with landmarking part of it and restoring it and putting up the money to do so. But you understand, parishioners that have gone there for generations, they kind of want to hold on to the Catholic religion that has been there for time, for a long time. So
sure.
We don't know. We'll keep everyone posted on this this amazing, beautiful church in Pilsen. Hopefully they come to a solution.
Hopefully. Finally, a Westside nonprofit doing some renovating and expanding to help more people. I guess that's the idea, isn't it?
Yeah. St. Leonard's Ministries opened in 1954 out of the Cook County Jail as a place for people that were out of prison to give them a place to sleep. sleep, right? So they don't end up immediately unhoused. And then recidivism rates, of course, are super high. They have expanded over the years to include women as a part of this. And now they're going to rebuild and go from dormitory style living to single apartments, essentially, for people. They're going to rename it as well, based off of one of the people that really managed it great and helped expand it. And they point to success, right? Recidivism rates in the state are 38% for men, meaning people that come out of jail going right back in. 38% of people, men are doing that now. If they go through this organization, it's down to 14%. And similar rates for women as well. So it's a big expansion, and hopefully helping people, once they get out, they serve their time, they enter society peacefully and don't go back to jail. I think it's a cool thing.
Yeah. More at blockclubchicago.org. John Hansen, thank you. Have a good one.
Take care.